It doesn't take many people to fill the small, pale blue sanctuary at King's Tabernacle Church. About 36 congregants lift their voices during this Sunday service. There's hardly an open seat. This congregation is only about a decade old. They moved from Providence after buying this New England-style church building in 2015. It's an island of black Pentecostal culture in this predominantly white Catholic town. Johnston resident Olu Olufinlande comes at least once, sometimes twice a week.
It's part of my survival as a person, being able to come to church and fellowship with other church members.
Like most of the congregation here, Olufinlande is an African immigrant. He came to this country from Nigeria in 2002. Modupe Abulime also comes from Nigeria. She's the pastor's wife.
And we come together to fellowship, to worship the Lord, and to create an atmosphere in which everyone will be comfortable, whatever color, tribe, wherever you're from, rich, poor, whatever, any walks of life, because we believe Jesus is the center of it all, and I believe that Jesus is the answer to a lot of the problems that we have in this world.
Abulime works full-time as a nurse. She's completing her master's degree, but she still finds time to attend the church's 3 Sunday services and Wednesday night Bible study. It's a far cry from just a few years ago when this building was falling into disrepair, says Pastor Chris Abulime.
It was really in a very, very bad shape. I mean, the roof was falling apart. Some part of the walls were compromised. So what we did first was to replace the roof. And from there on, we, we ran into difficulty, and they wouldn't let us continue to fix it.
Abulime says town officials claimed the building wasn't zoned for church gatherings, though the century-old building had been an active church. He believes the real issue was race.
If this was a Caucasian congregation that came in here to purchase this building, I believe that the outcome would have been different. But the fact that we're African-American people and people who are different from you, either people of color, are still seen or treated differently.
His theory was bolstered by an anonymous letter sent to the church filled with racially charged language. Then a building inspector was caught on tape making racially insensitive comments. Eventually, the church hired lawyers and sued the city. They later settled and found an ally in Johnston Mayor Joseph Polisina. Today, Abulime says the congregation has moved past the dispute, but parishioner Dio Inabe says it revealed racial tensions in Johnston she had not expected. She and her husband are raising 2 young children in the town.
I was disheartened by it. I really was. It made me feel that maybe it does still exist, and maybe we, my family and I, have just been fortunate not to bump up against it.
Most in the congregation say they feel welcome here now. Modupe Abulime says neighbors came around to offer apologies.
People stopped by saying they were so sorry, that it was just a bunch of people, a handful, you know, that did that, that it's not everybody, that Johnston is a peaceful place, we're not bad, you know.
And it turns out the congregation and their neighbors had more in common than some here expected. In the presidential election, Johnston residents, once solidly blue, voted for Donald Trump by a majority. Pastor Chris Abulime says he thinks about half his parish also voted for the Republican candidate, though for some, it was not an easy decision.
He was my last choice, my last pick. I said to myself, I would never vote for this man.
But in the end, Dio Inabe voted for her last pick, propelled by issues like abortion and same-sex marriage, both of which she opposes. She says she liked Trump's choice of Indiana Governor Mike Pence as vice president.
One thing that sold me on the Republican ticket was Pence. He is evangelical. He is a Christian. So that matters to me a lot. The abortion, the gay rights, all that stuff, it speaks to me.
Inabe's husband, Charles, also voted for Donald Trump because he thinks the country has become too secular.
Christ is out of everything. We don't want Christ in everything we do anymore, in the schools, in job places. I understand. Religion, everybody has their own religion and things like that. But the way people are going after the religious people is almost like, you know, we're ostracized.
But Sade Olufinlande worries about Trump's language, which seemed to inflame racial tensions during the campaign.
I was concerned about the outcome of all this, you know, what he has said on the TV and how that is going to affect people, especially the minorities.
And that's a concern in this mostly minority congregation of African immigrants. Pastor Abulime says some are undocumented.
There's a lot of worry from that group of people that Donald Trump has said he will build a wall. Are we going to be profiling people more? Will he withdraw support from communities that decide to defend immigrants?
But even during a contentious political season, this community remains united by their faith. And as the congregation raises their hands in Sunday worship, they hope to look for a way forward here in Johnston for many years to come. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Major funding for One Square Mile is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward. Lord, I worship you.